the Little Bighorn FFA chapter from Lodge Grass, Montana, is bringing their Native American culture with a tradition of FFA. Members of the chapter coordinated dances that they could show to FFA members all over the country at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. Shanita Nomi, who danced in the performance, wanted to show others about her heritage.
I incorporated FFA into this through just, it would be a very cultural experience for everyone else, and it's just very educational.
The dancers wore bright clothing and shoes that represents life. They practiced day and night for their performance, something that Gabby Plentyhawk looked forward to.
The preparation was amazing because we all got together and we found time. We all came in and practiced. So either if that weather is taking us out of our classes and practicing in the shop or something, we all got to practice.
Not only involved in the FFA performance, Plentyhawk is Crow Fair Princess for the No Water District. She proudly wears her sash that requires her to be a role model for others.
As I go around, I have to be respectful. I can't have any boyfriends. I have to keep my grades up, and I just have to be a proper young lady and be an example and a leader for all the young kids that want to be a princess as well.
The dancers and drummers perform three songs that Isaiah Brown says is a family tradition.
It really hits me that, you know, my grandpa or somebody's singing this and it gets passed down. I can pass it down too.
Tori North-Pegan explains that the performance is related to agriculture as well as a Native American heritage.
Our presentation this year was on the annual Crow Fair celebration. Back in the day, it was focused mainly on homegrown produce, such as like your fresh-grown organic vegetables. And we just kind of evolved from that, and it's just mainly our cultural doings. So we just kind of talked about how we went from being really involved in agriculture and kind of tying our cultural background into that.
Pegan hopes that the FFA chapter can bring together and show others their passion for agriculture and their FFA chapter.
I just hope that it just shows that as Native Americans really just care about this organization and the diversity we get through it, our opportunities to just show our culture and how agriculture really just plays a huge role in our lives, along with our culture, and it's just amazing that we can tie both our culture and agriculture into one organization.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.